Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. Happy Friday, it's May 8th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. A project known as the Delta Conveyance Project would have major implications for California's water supply.
State officials and major water suppliers say it's really necessary to safeguard this water supply for two-thirds of Californians.
Today we learn more about that project and its current status, but first, these headlines. Three candidates running for a Valley congressional seat say they are committed to bringing down the temperature in politics. The candidates for House District 22 told Bakersfield TV station KERO the focus should be on finding solutions to problems facing voters.
We need to make sure that we're putting our working families first.
I do not adhere to either extremes. Actually, extremism is a big threat to democracy.
We just need to have people in office that were willing to talk to both sides and look for a solution.
That was Democrat Randy Villegas, Democrat Jasmine Baines, and Republican David Valadao. All three are competing in a swing district that could help decide the balance of power in Congress. The seat is currently held by Valadao, but Democrats are trying to flip it to their side. Tech leaders are betting on a former executive to take the lead in the California governor's race. The 43-year-old mayor of San Jose, Democrat Matt Mahan, has criticized Governor Gavin Newsom on homelessness and crime. Mahan's centrist message in opposition to raising taxes has appealed to tech leaders who want a business-friendly governor. Mahan has raised more funds than any of his rivals, but he's running out of time to win over voters with the June primary just weeks away. Remote work has drastically changed California's workforce. That's according to a new report by the Legislative Analyst's Office out this week. Researchers say remote work has leveled off in the years since the pandemic, indicating it's likely here to stay. Analyst Chas Alamo also says that remote work could pose more challenges for workers looking for employment in California.
For many workers who are Californians or longtime Californians, they might now be competing against a national labor market pool of other candidates in other states for a remote position with a California employer. And that's going to be new competition for many workers.
Alamo also says remote jobs are growing more slowly in California in comparison to other states. A Kern County fire captain is being accused of sexually abusing a child for years. Authorities arrested the 45-year-old firefighter last week, and details about his accusations are now being revealed. Authorities allege the firefighter engaged in sexual abuse with the child for over 8 years. He will appear in court next week. Meanwhile, his bail was set at $4 million, according to news reports. The city of Fresno will soon have a minor league ice hockey team again. Fresno Mayor Jerry Dyer announced that the Fresno Falcons will soon return to downtown. The last time the Falcons played in Fresno was in 2009, before leaving for another league. Ice hockey is part of a bigger vision by Mayor Dyer to continue revitalizing downtown Fresno. That vision includes new housing and entertainment options. The first hockey match with the Falcons is set for October.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from the members of KVPR. Join at $8 or more per month and access ad-free NPR podcasts through NPR Plus. Give now at kvpr.org/donate.
And now to our main story. The Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta plays a critical role in supplying water for people in Northern and Southern California. But where water flows to could soon change. That's because of a project known as the Delta Conveyance Project. The project would redirect a large portion of that water southward towards a reservoir. And that reservoir would then lead to the California Aqueduct. The California Aqueduct is that canal that runs along the western side of the San Joaquin Valley, and it provides water to local valley farmers and eventually delivers water to people in the Los Angeles region. The Delta Conveyance Project recently overcame a big hurdle, but there are still obstacles in the path to get it up and running. Rachel Becker is a water reporter with our news partner, CalMatters, and she spoke with Central Valley Daily producer Jonathan Linden to discuss the latest update on this big piece of infrastructure.
So, Rachel, I thought we could start off with you giving a general overview of the Delta project and what the project would do and how big would it be?
Yeah, so California leaders have been discussing some sort of way to move water around the Delta rather than through it for ages, literally decades. The latest version, that's Governor Newsom's proposal, the Delta Conveyance Project, would be a 36-foot wide tunnel that takes Sacramento River water from right around the town of Hood in Sacramento County and pipe it about 45 miles to a reservoir near Livermore, right at the top of the California Aqueduct. And the state's goal is that this would allow California water managers to send more water south and also provide another path for water in case a natural disaster hits the Delta. And obviously, this is an extremely controversial project. You know, state officials and major water suppliers say it's really necessary to safeguard this water supply for two-thirds of Californians. But Delta communities, fishing groups, environmental groups, Delta farmers say it's a water grab that would really devastate the Delta as an estuary, as an ecosystem, and destroy the region's towns and wildlife and generational farms.
So you recently reported on a vote regarding the Delta Tunnel project by the Delta Stewardship Council. Governor Newsom called the outcome a major milestone. Can you outline for us the significance of this vote and what this vote exactly did?
Yeah, so the Delta Stewardship Council is kind of was custom built to balance and protect the sometimes opposing roles of the Delta as both an ecosystem and place unto itself, and also as the heart of California's water supply, where both state and federal pumps send Northern California river water to farms and cities in the lower half of the state. And so anybody who wants to build something like, say, a tunnel that could have a significant impact on the Delta has to self-certify, basically attest that their project aligns with this collection of policies and recommendations meant to protect those co-equal goals for the Delta. And if people object, then the Delta Stewardship Council kind of steps in as a referee and evaluates those objections. And there were a lot of objections to this latest version of the tunnel project from Delta communities and counties, from fishing groups, Delta farmers and water districts, environmental groups, even the Sacramento Area Sewer District, which is close to completing the state's largest agricultural recycled water project and is running into siting conflicts with the tunnel's plans. So the Delta Stewardship Council at the end of April weighed all of these challenges and objections and denied all of them except for two, which it sent back to the Department of Water Resources, which is the agency planning the tunnel.
And what are those two objections that they are going to move forward in evaluating?
Yeah, so the two objections that the Department of Water Resources now has to address and try again with the council are one that raised concerns that the project could improve conditions that allow the golden mussel to spread, and another that flagged those conflicts with the Sacramento Area Sewer District's agricultural recycled water project in the area. So those two are going to get another round at the Delta Stewardship Council.
Yeah, for those not familiar, the golden mussels were discovered in the Stockton area, and they've kind of slowly made their way all the way down to the southern part of the Central Valley. And it's a big concern for water districts all around our region. So yeah, that's interesting that that's moving forward. You've outlined these objections. Can you also talk about some of the other major hurdles facing this Delta Tunnel project? So it sounds like they'll be evaluating these objections. What else is the project having to deal with to potentially move forward?
Yeah, so there are still some major, with a capital M, major roadblocks left. For one thing, there have been a series of court decisions that struck a pretty serious blow to the state's financing plans for the tunnel. So the way paying for the tunnel is expected to work is that state water managers plan to issue revenue bonds, which will be paid back later by water agencies receiving water from the tunnel. But the courts said that the state's financing plan, I'm quoting, exceeded its delegated authority. So now it's back to the drawing board on that. Meanwhile, no water agency has committed to paying for a tunnel, and no one probably will until the state figures out that financing. The federal government, which operates the Central Valley Project water delivery system, which is a major irrigation source for the San Joaquin Valley, they're already out. They are not participating, the state tells me. And I'm hearing from a lot of folks in the know that this water is likely to be way more expensive than agricultural suppliers can pay for. So in addition to the whole payment question that remains unresolved, we're also still waiting on whether state water regulators will grant the project the changes to water rights needed in order to actually divert the water into the tunnel. So it's very much a situation of stay tuned, because there's a lot still to be decided.
And in your report, you talk about how Governor Newsom has been advocating for this Delta Tunnel project since day one in office, and having a project similar to this has been on the wish list for California governors dating all the way back to Jerry Brown's first tenure back in the 1980s. Why have Newsom and past governors wanted this project so badly? I'm curious.
Yeah, I've been looking at the history. There's actually a really great write-up in the California State Library that goes through the decades and decades of the various iterations of the Delta Tunnel project, going all the way back to the peripheral canal, even earlier than the 80s, although state voters beat back the peripheral canal during Jerry Brown's first time as governor in the 80s. The stated reason for a tunnel, a conveyance, a canal has really changed over time. You know, there have been at some points where the stated reason is that it's to protect fish at the Delta pumps, although environmental groups have long said that the harms would outweigh any potential benefits to fish. Some have said it's about getting ahead of an earthquake or a flood that could devastate both the Delta and affect its water supply. Terry Buckman is the environmental program manager for the tunnel project at the state's Department of Water Resources. And she told me that these days it's really about water supply and giving the state more flexibility to deal with the extremes of climate change. But, you know, there are also, for as long as the tunnel project has existed in one form or another, there have also been major concerns about costs and about environmental impacts to the Delta, which is already really struggling under the existing water diversions.
And before I let you go, Rachel, for this project as a whole, is there an estimated time of completion yet, or is that too far down the road right now?
So when I spoke with Carrie Buckman, she said she's optimistic that construction could start as soon as 2029 and would last around 13 years. But I think that start date is really going to depend on what happens with financing plans and with water rights decisions. So we'll have to see.
All right. Well, Rachel Becker, water reporter with our news partner, Cal Matters, thank you so much for breaking this down for us.
Thank you.
That was Central Valley Daily producer Jonathan Linden speaking with Rachel Becker from CalMatters. And you can read Rachel's reporting and more reporting from across the state at calmatters.org. And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arcalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.